The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Rolene Marks, it's been forever. How are you?
It's been ages. We've been socially distancing ourselves, but not that we wanted to, but it was chagim and all kinds of things. But here we are reunited once again.
Here we are reunited once again. And I got to tell you something. I saw such a distressing excerpt from Israeli television. I think it was yesterday. Heart-wrenching. Must have been a 13-year-old Haredi boy yelling and screaming at an Israeli soldier, "Nazi, Nazi, Nazi." Has it come to that, Rolene?
We have had some serious scuffles over the last couple of days. You know, the one thing that we do see coming from the Haredi community, which doesn't help relations and tolerance and understanding, is some inflammatory language like that, calling the female soldiers, the female police, some horrendous names. But, you know, no sooner had Pesach come out the other night, and of course we ended a day earlier than you guys do in the diaspora, there was a Brit Milah and 200 people apparently attended, and the police tried to arrest and fine the Haredim who proceeded to get abusive and also pelt our police with eggs. Now we have an egg shortage here in Israel, so it really didn't help matters to see this happening. But this is the kind of language that we do hear, not just around coronavirus, but also in times when members of the Haredi community are expected to be drafted to the IDF. And I also just want to reiterate, it's not the whole community. These are fundamentalist or extremist sects within sects of the Haredi community. It's not the entire community. There has been a lot of cooperation. Now that the community or vast members understand that the coronavirus poses a tremendous threat, it is potentially fatal, that our highest levels of infections per capita come from amongst two places, Deir al-Assad, which is a Arab village, but also Bnei Brak, and also the other parts of Jerusalem, largely Haredi, that have been cornered off or isolated because of high infection rate. It is a threat to their health, and we're only doing what we're doing to keep them safe.
Well, it's really interesting. Is there any reason that accounts for the spread in that particular Arab town? And I'll tell you why I'm asking, because I seem to have discerned a very responsible attitude having been taken by the Muslim religious leadership, who are saying you need to celebrate Ramadan at home.
Well, this is it. You know, it could have been anything. It could have been somebody coming back from an area where there were big gatherings. One of the reasons why we do have such a huge infection rate amongst the Haredi is because of Purim, because there were mass gatherings for Purim before we could get the isolation really entrenched in those communities, and it could have something similar in that community. But what has been extraordinary to see over the last couple of weeks is the tremendous amount of cooperation and coexistence between members of the Arab sector of society and Israel. Wonderful, wonderful images coming through of a nurse, Arab nurse, saying Manishtana over Pesach for the elderly in her care at a elderly facility, another from a hospital, in fact, in Bnei Brak, of an Arab nurse bringing in a Torah. He's in his protective gear. He's bought the Torah. He says it made him feel good to lift the spirits of the people who are suffering by bringing in this. And as we approach Ramadan, and to our listeners who are listening, I know it's not Ramadan just quite yet, but I want to wish you Ramadan. We really appeal to our Muslim communities, please, to stay at home and not to go out of the immediate confines of your immediate families. And it's difficult. I know our Christian listeners, our Christian communities here in Israel have experienced it with Easter. We've had it with Pesach. And just if we can share some support to our Muslim brothers and sisters who will be experiencing Ramadan, a very, very significant and holy time for Muslims around the world at a time where we unfortunately do have to be separated from our loved ones.
And yet, Rolene, it seems to me that in Israel there's now talk about easing the lockdown to a certain extent.
Yes, well, we have started very, very, very slowly easing some of the restrictions. We're allowed out now in pairs of up to 500 meters for exercising. We do have to wear our masks. Failure to do so will get us fined. We are allowed certain industries up to 30% of the workforce, of course. All social distancing norms, hygiene, taking of temperatures has to be observed. Our temperatures are taken, you know, wherever we enter a supermarket, a pharmacy. I went into the mall the other day. There were three stores opened, you know, pharmacies and the supermarket, and I had my temperature taken. And if anybody's interested, it's called Beseder. You can see that's my temperature. But this is the norm for the moment. And, you know, tonight is going to be particularly difficult as we approach Yom HaShoah because there won't be any ceremonies. We have to adhere to social distancing. Very, very sad. I went to the supermarket earlier because customary this time of the year, we start putting up our flags. Incidentally, I always keep a spare one for anyone who wants to know. And there were no flags, but plenty of memorial candles. And our big concern is next week with Yom HaZikaron, our fallen soldiers, those who have fallen in the line of duty, and victims of terror. And it's tremendously, tremendously difficult because one, to visit the graves of their fallen, and there's potentially a big explosive debate between government and between bereaved families who demand to be allowed to visit the graves. And understand we're dealing with extraordinary circumstances, but we have to be very, very sensitive to our bereaved. You know, right now Israel is on a positive trend. We have significantly increased our testing, and the stats are as follows. We have 13,491 confirmed cases from the beginning. Serious are 146, which is down from yesterday. On respirators, 104, down from yesterday. Recovered 3,754, but sadly we have lost 173 people to coronavirus, most of them elderly with comorbidities. And today, something extraordinary, a pregnant woman in serious condition with coronavirus, an emergency C-section was performed. The baby is okay. The mother is still serious, and unfortunately her husband is also in hospital with coronavirus. But in a little bit of good news today, one of our scientific groups working at the Tel Aviv University have been granted a patent for their progress as far as a vaccine is. This is a patent in the US for a potential coronavirus. So we are working around the clock. I know many people are saying the vaccine will come from Israel. Well, we certainly hope so, but right now we hope that the vaccine will come from anywhere.
Rolene, let's move on to politics, which today has almost become a little drop of a joke. I was keeping up with the Times of Israel today. One minute you were 2 minutes away from a government. The next minute it had fallen apart. The next minute it was back again. I mean, this is just like a roundabout of note. Where are we at this moment at 28 minutes past five?
Okay, quickly in a nutshell, let's look at it from last week. Gantz's mandate ran out of time. He appealed for a 48-hour extension. He was not allowed a 48-hour extension. Instead of giving the mandate to Prime Minister Netanyahu, President Rivlin opened it up to the Knesset, which is his strategic move to prevent a fourth election. And right now, blue and white are racing round the clock with Likud to broker a deal. Early this morning, a deal was not reached. Later on today, Gantz threatened Netanyahu, saying that he will push forward with legislation to block Netanyahu forming a government because of the indictment charges. Later in the day, we heard that there is perhaps one step closer to a unity government being solved, because the big issue, which was the judiciary, has been resolved, and we are all holding our breath to see whether or not we will have a unity government. We need this more than ever right now.
I mean, Rolene, false elections? Question mark, question mark. Surely not.
Surely not. I think if there's any move towards fourth election, you will have pandemonium in this country. And that's not because we are facing a global pandemic at the moment. We cannot take that risk politically, economically, and also right now socially and from a health perspective.
Yeah, yeah. Hear you loud and clear. We dealt with Yom HaShoah, right? You spoke to me about that.
We've almost got to Yom HaShoah, but because we are unable to have ceremonies in Israel and around the world, we really implore people to go online through Yad Vashem. You can participate in the Illuminate campaign. Guys, if you can all just find the memory of somebody to remember this Yom HaShoah, especially as we've lost a lot of our survivors to coronavirus and also to the March of Time. Now more than ever, it's important to remember, to bear witness, to honor them, and especially now when anti-Semitism is at astronomical levels, also because of coronavirus.
Rolene Marks, 5:30, we leave it there, and we chat tomorrow.
Same time, same place.